This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, what a wild night. All the phone lines are full. We just started 5 minutes ago, and every phone line is full. Thousands of calls. You know why? Because the news media attacked me, and millions of new people tuned in. Starting on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Trump put out the tweet with a video of my show, 3.5 minute clip of my show. So far, 1.6 million people have watched it, and it keeps going up about 100,000 a day. So by tomorrow, it'll be 1.7 million people have watched it, and I'm sure all of them were people who'd never seen the show before, and now they're watching, and they want to call in. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The only show like it in all of television, all of radio. I'm on USA Radio 3 hours a day. There's nothing like it. We call it raw and unfiltered because there are no notes. There is no teleprompter. There is no staff. There is no script. There's no one that hands me cue cards and says, here's what you're talking about. Nobody finds me stories. I find them all myself. And I find stories that I know resonate with my middle-class, working-class Trump voters who watch this show who will never find these stories on NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, or many times even Fox News. And then the liberal media calls me a conspiracy theorist because I'm talking about the stories you want to hear and nobody else wants to talk about them. And I almost never, ever, ever say, oh, I'm sure of this or that. I ask questions, really intelligent questions. And then the media says conspiracy theorist. And you know what's funny? It's coming from the liberal media that has spent the last 2.5 years in a lying, liberal, fake news conspiracy about Russian collusion that's been proven to never happen. There was no Russian collusion. There was very little, if any, Russian interference, and Trump wasn't involved. So it's one giant conspiracy against Trump, and it was the deep state that tried to take him out and destroy his presidency. So there was a conspiracy, and the liberal media was in the conspiracy with the deep state and the D.C. swamp to try and kick this guy out and impeach him and ruin his career as president of the United States and punish him and put him in prison eventually. And they'd like to imprison his children. That's called a real conspiracy. And they ignored the real conspiracy like the FISA warrants and the spying. And who okayed it all? President Trump. President Obama. Clearly, President Obama was the one who okayed all of it, probably ordered it, probably coordinated it. It's his conspiracy. It's his collusion with the media and the deep state and the D.C. swamp. And it's his criminal conspiracy. And so they went after a conspiracy that didn't exist. They ignored the conspiracy that was real. They ignored everything Hillary Clinton did, the criminal actions by Clinton. They ignored the Clinton Foundation. They ignored the IRS scandal under Obama. They ignored the Benghazi scandal under Obama. They ignored the Fast and Furious scandal. They ignored the lies and fraud of Obamacare. The list goes on and on and on. They ignored the Iran deal, which was almost as if Obama was a spy for the Iranian. He was like on the team of the Iranians. He gave them everything they wanted, plus the kitchen sink, plus things they never even asked for. He gave them back $150 billion to fund terrorism around the world and kill Jews, kill Israelis, kill Americans, and then he gave them the interest on the $150 billion that the negotiators in Iran didn't even ask for. But there's no investigation of that. That's the news media that calls me a conspiracy theorist. And by the way, they're in a conspiracy to make sure I never get on the air on their shows to counter what they said about me and to give this very debate, to carry this very fight, and to defend President Trump and to champion President Trump. They can't allow it because they know if I got on their show, I'd outshine them. Do you hear me, Rachel Maddow? In your best day, you're not as good as me on my worst day. Chris Cuomo, on your best day, you're not as good as me on your worst day, on my worst day. Morning Joe, you're a joke. Don Lemon, you're not even worthy of a joke. You're not even worthy me mentioning your name. You're so bad. Liberals put these people on TV that have no charisma, no speaking ability, no communication skills, and all they do is bring up conspiracy theories that are all proven wrong. And I ask great questions, and everything I'm talking about gets proven right or can't be disproven at all. It's just, at this moment, questionable what happened in each of the things I talked about. You can't prove Seth Rich was murdered or wasn't. You can't prove what happened to Jeffrey Epstein is a suicide. I don't care what the medical examiner said. He's the only person to ever commit suicide in the 40 years of the Manhattan Correctional Institute prison. Okay? It's impossible that the most high-profile prisoner in the history of America, baby, certainly the most high-profile at that moment in time in the United States of America, none of the cameras are working, all the guards were asleep, no one had ever killed himself before, his cellmate was transferred out the night before, and somehow he committed suicide with a $577 million estate waiting for him. You really believe that? So I ask questions. I don't state what happened. It looks like it could be murder. Seth Rich looks like it could have been murder. Seth Rich, well, we know Seth Rich was murder, but it looks like it could have been a hit. Wayne Root didn't say it. Wayne Root asked the questions and tells you the situation, and that's a conspiracy theory. But when Democrats talk about Trump's taxes, they're proved wrong. When Harry Reid talks about Mitt Romney's taxes and proven wrong. When Wayne Root tells you about the IRS scandal and I'm proven right, I'm the conspiracy theorist, huh? See, they can't take it, man. What was that movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise? Was it A Few Good Men or something like that? You can't take the truth. You can't handle the truth. Liberal media couldn't take me for 1 5-minute segment. I'd wipe you off the face of the earth. Your own adoring fans would never watch you again. Chris Cuomo, you have a debate with me on national TV, your old fans will be laughing at you and calling you Fredo. Chris Cuomo, what a joke. Fredo. All right. By the way, another scandal. Here's the biggest scandal. Here's the biggest conspiracy in the media. The worst thing that's ever happened to this country in modern times is the open border and the criminals flowing across and the murder they bring and the welfare and the food stamps and the national debt. And it's just a nightmare what's coming across that border. The drugs, the sex crimes, the pedophilia coming across the border. And the Democrats, all the politicians said, like Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, what crisis? What problem? I see nothing. I hear nothing. There's nothing going on. And the liberal media let it happen and they said nothing. There's no scandal. There's no crisis. There's no emergency, no national emergency. There's no nothing. And we all know they lied. They lied about everything. The liberal media is nothing but scandals and lies and fake news and fraud and conspiracy to keep the truth from coming out. If this isn't proof of it, the way they treated me versus Scaramucci, you got to be kidding me. And if the proof isn't that CNN hired Andrew McCabe, the FBI guy, number two deputy director of the FBI, who's about to be indicted. He's in front of a grand jury this week. He's going to be indicted. And they hired him a week ago to be their big shot on TV. This is CNN. They had a guy on last week. On Brian Skelter's show or Shelter's show? Who the hell watches that show? It must have 200,000 viewers. And his show, he had a guest on who was a psychiatrist who headed the psychiatric department at Duke. And that guy said on TV, Trump is worse than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong combined. And not only worse than them, I mean, that's the most laughable, absurd, mentally ill thing ever, but that's okay, that's par for the course. In my lifetime, I've met probably a dozen psychiatrists and a dozen children of psychiatrists, and the one word that would describe all of them is nuts. You find me a shrink, I'll find you a person who's nuts. You find me a child of a shrink, I'll find you something who's triple nuts. You can't even have a conversation with them without analyzing every word you say, and they analyze every word they say. They double think every word they say because they're nuts, because their parents, the psychiatrist, made them nuts. In any case, he has a psychiatrist on, the head of the Duke Psychiatry Department, and he says Trump has murdered more people. Not just that he's worse than, which is the most absurd statement ever on TV, he's murdered more people than Hitler or Stalin or Mao Zedong. Now, keep in mind, those three together, I believe, have murdered 55 million people or something like that number. In the 50-plus million range, murdered by them alone. Don't forget, in the decade, in the century, 20th century, 100 million people or so were murdered by communist dictators. And Hitler was also a socialist dictator. Liberals don't want to tell you that. Hitler was a socialist dictator. It was the National Nazi Socialist Party. You never hear that. You always hear he was a fascist and a right winger. No, he was a socialist. His party was called the Socialist Party. In every communist country, by the way, Stalin's party was communist country but socialist party. Cuba, communist country but socialist party. East Germany, communist country but the political party that elected a leader, socialist party. Don't let them kid you. There's no difference between socialism and communism. They are the same thing. They lead down the exact same road. It's just that communism is the political mechanism, socialism is the economic mechanism of a communist country. But it's the exact same thing. So when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she wants America to be socialist, she's a communist. She wants to kill people, torture people. She wants to take people like me off the air. In a second, we'd be taken off the air. They don't want to let you know that the fifth illegal alien this month was arrested on rape charges in one county in Maryland that's a sanctuary county. You're not allowed to hear that. They want to ban the news that they don't want you to know about. They want to censor the news they don't want you to hear about. They don't want you to know that Wayne Root said on Facebook no more than 2 weeks ago, before all the brouhaha of last week, Wayne Root said on Facebook 2 weeks ago that the president of Mexico has got to be joking. That he wants to sue the U.S. because three Mexican citizens were killed in America. Because think how many Americans are killed by illegal aliens from Mexico each year. And think about all the Americans killed by the drugs sent by the drug cartels of Mexico to America. It's in the tens of thousands when you add it up. And he's worried about three. He's going to sue us. And Facebook banned me for that post. They called it hate speech. And they said, you're banned for 7 days. Because I told the truth. Telling facts is now hate speech, according to the media and the social media. And facts are also a conspiracy theory, according to the media. This is America today. I give you truth. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. By the way, you can get my radio show by going to usaradio.com and just click on Listen Live Now, 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 afternoon drive on the West Coast. Or you could just go to iHeartRadio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get Wayne Root on demand. Every show I've ever done is sitting there in a catalog or in a library at iHeartRadio. Just go click on any hour of any show, any day this week, last week, a month ago, a year ago. It's all there. The beauty of that is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to listen while my show is on. You can listen before you go to bed. You can listen as you're going to sleep, drifting off. You can listen at 6 in the morning. You can listen in your car on your phone from iHeartRadio. A sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group, in my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA. He's my personal tax attorney. When the Obama IRS tried to destroy me, he represented me. We beat them not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Sam Lannis is the best. And he's put together a lawyer's IRS resolution services only for my fans. It isn't advertised anywhere else in the world except right here on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Total cost monthly fee of only $190. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. You start with a free consultation with a real-life tax attorney. You're not talking to a salesman or a hype artist. Only tax attorneys will speak to you about your situation, how you can fix it. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Lannis. Let's go to some calls for the rest of the show. I want to go to nothing but calls. The lines are full. Let's go to Dusty in Portland, because here's a guy that I just met for the first time a couple days ago. He was visiting Vegas. I met him. We became friends. And age. He lives in Portland, Oregon. And I said, I got to get you to call in tonight to have a discussion on the show what it's like to be a conservative living in Portland, Oregon, the center of Antifa and the loony left and people being beaten up for wearing red MAGA hats. Dusty, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show. How are you, man?
Yeah, hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me what it's like to live in Portland, and why do you live there? You're a conservative Trump fan in the middle of the ultra-left Pacific Northwest center of Antifa. What are you doing there, man?
I know. I wish I could get out. My kids are here, along here with my ex-wife, and I've got to stay here in town, or I won't be able to see them. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy here in Portland. I actually just moved out into the Lake Oswego area, which is kind of a conservative little pocket just outside of Portland. But, you know, as someone who kind of, like, you know, lives in Portland, wears the Make America Great Again hat around Portland, I just want to say I really think Trump needs to go after these big cities. Portland would be great if he came here, too. And all these cities have been run by Democrats for 100 years, and point out that thanks to liberal policies, there's just no quality of life there anymore. I mean, Portland is just totally overrun by bums, Antifa, trash, needles, and frankly, kids who are like 20, 21 on the streets. I've talked to them. They want to live the bum lifestyle. They want to stay off the grid.
So Portland, Portland's become just like San Francisco. We hear about Frisco. Someone told me the other day a buddy moved to Seattle, and he told me Seattle is worse than San Francisco. It is just bombarded by poop all over the streets and urine all over the streets and heroin needles all over the streets. Is that what Portland is like, too?
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm in a unique position to comment on this. This year alone, I've taken vacations in San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles. And then I live here in Portland, and I've got a good taste of every city and kind of gone around and checked things out. And honestly, I see more kind of like bums per capita here in Portland than I did in any of the other cities. Because what a lot of people don't talk about is you can drive through downtown Portland in 2 or 3 minutes. It's small. So, yeah, maybe our numbers of homelessness is not quite as high as theirs, but it's just so concentrated in such a small area. I mean, I've lost some of my favorite restaurants. A lot of businesses are closing down because the Antifa's in the streets all the time. People don't want to go to dinner and have to step over a bunch of homeless people. And,
yeah.
You know, the cops won't do anything about it.
Hey, Dusty, the music's on, so we got to run. It's the end of the segment. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you sharing the truth about what the town of Portland, the city of Portland, is really like. I'm glad you escaped to Lake Oswego, because I know the suburbs and the rural areas in Oregon and Washington are very conservative. It's just like Nevada, where I live, Las Vegas and Clark County. It goes deep blue Democrat. Every other county in the state is bright red Republican, but we lose the election because of the one county holding Las Vegas. And I know Portland's the same way. Most of Oregon is conservative, red conservative, Republican red. But that one city, and look what the liberals have done. They've ruined it, the quality of life for the people there. Thank you, Dusty. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Be right back at you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the G7 summit over and President Trump back in Washington, D.C., there seems to be some renewed optimism that a trade deal can be reached between the United States and China. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis believes a trade deal needs to be done.
Sooner or later, we've got to recognize the two are intertwined. If they are, if we're the near-peer competitor to China in 2050, we'll look back at this time having not taken strong action as probably a missed opportunity.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked an 8-week abortion ban from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday, but will allow certain parts of the law to move forward, including the ban on abortions based on race, sex, or disability. The ban provided exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies that were a result of rape or incest, which result in less than 2% of abortions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root
raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, hour number 3, and of course, our Power Hour on Newsmax TV. Great to be with you. We're going to take some calls. I'm going to try to do calls the rest of the show. There's a lot to talk about. I got piles to talk about, but I'd rather take your calls, and we'll kind of move some of the news in, kind of make it interactive while I'm talking to all of you. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK. You see it at the bottom of the screen, 833-WAR-TALK. My website, root4america.com. All my commentaries are at root4america.com. Join the mailing list, and you'll be sent my commentaries twice a week when they come out. And also hear about where I'm going to be, where I'm speaking, where you can go see me, October 10th to 12th in six sexy, sizzling Miami, Florida, at the Trump Doral Hotel. Big event called AmpFest 19. You can check it out. Go online and check it out. It's called, AmericanPriority.com? Or I think it's called AmericanPriority.com. And they've got all the information. October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral Hotel. I'll get that in the break. I'll get the actual website for you. But go to my website, RootForAmerica.com. At Twitter, I'm at RealWayneRoot. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And if you like this show and want to see more Wayne Root, because I'm pushing hard to get a second show right here on Newsmax TV so you can get double the Wayne Root, contact Newsmax and let them know you really like the show. The address is war@newsmax.com. War, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, at newsmax.com, and tell them what you'd like to see. More Wayne Root. Let's take line 4. Marine in Manhattan, New York, wants to talk about Anthony Scaramucci. Marine, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm as far as
Scaramucci is concerned. I mean, hold on one sec. You're going in and out, so it's hard for me to hear you. Just make sure you're not on speakerphone A, and B, keep your mouth right next to the phone so that everybody can hear.
Yeah, I'm not.
There you go. Much better. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as Scaramucci is concerned, I think it's impressive, of course, that he graduated from Harvard. But I knew the minute that President Trump gave him some sign and he opened up his mouth, I knew he wasn't politically astute. I mean, that to me, that's what I care about. And the mainstream media will never have you on because you're astute. You know about G7. You know about the Jewish community. You know about, America. You know about Middle America. Even though you're a New Yorker, you're an international traveler, you can be Cuomo. You can be Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow. They don't know anything about politics. They're evil. Or ignorant, or both.
Oh, I think it's a combination of both, yeah. It's a combination of both. I think mostly evil, yeah.
And they don't know what you're talking about, and they're terrified of you.
Marine, I know their plan, because I was at Columbia University. I graduated with my classmate, Barack Obama, and I know their plan. The plan is open borders. It was called Cloward Piven, named after two Columbia professors, and you've got to overwhelm the system to bankrupt America, get everybody on welfare. And how do you do that? Open borders. Bring in millions of foreigners. I know it. I also know...
But they'll never let you say that, because...
Right.
You'll educate the public, and that's
right.
What they don't want.
Right. And I'll tell you what else they don't want. They're scared to death of me to talk about the fact that the Democratic Party saying there's no crisis at the border is a tip-off to me and how well-funded Democrats are, outspending Republicans, even though we're supposed to be the party of the rich. I think they're getting their money from the Mexican drug cartel, and I've said this many times. All those billions of dollars being made, you don't think they're flooding American politicians' pockets? You don't think they're paying people off?
Well, Tom Perez just had
Yes, Tom Perez of the DNC raised money in Mexico City. You don't think there were drug dealers at the party? Come on. Yes. Smart lady. Thank you, Marine. Good. Very good.
Thank you.
Love my fans. Thanks. Rick in Connecticut. Rick, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Never called shows or anything, but I'm a former Democrat. Many years ago, I got out of politics for a long time. And got back into voting again probably 8-10 years ago. But am I allowed to speak about an article in the paper, Hartford Current?
Sure, why not? But let me ask you a quick question. Before you speak about it, let me ask you a quick question. You said a former Democrat. Are you now a Trump Republican? What are you now?
I am still in a independent, but I'm going to be switching here pretty damn quick.
Okay. All right. So tell me about the story real quick now. Remember, we only have a little time for each person.
This is written by somebody you might even know. Stephen J. Lyons?
No, don't know him.
Okay. It starts out, "My America, I hardly know you anymore." I just want to read you two paragraphs.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, go ahead.
"Oh, my America, as you have always been, violent, wounded knee, Hiroshima, my leg, Selma, and now Columbine, Sandy Hook, Las Vegas," and it just goes on and on. What happened? And then it goes to the next paragraph. "Oh, my America, no more yellow ribbons for me. No more moment of silence. No more hand over the heart as the fighter jets going above the..."
All right, I get it, Rick. I get it. It's just another commie. I get it. You know, and listen, Rick, here's the deal. I know you hung up on Rick here because we can't just read newspaper columns, but I get your point, Rick. I assume you're still watching or listening on our Hartford affiliate in Hartford, Connecticut on USA Radio Network. That guy did the same thing to America that the news media did to me last week, which is cherry-picking all the bad stuff and leaving out all the good stuff. And that's the thing. In my lifetime, if you weigh what I've done in life, the good is here and the bad is like down here and the mistakes are down here and the correct predictions are up here. But they took four things and they cherry-picked them to try and make me look bad or silly or whatever the word is. That's what that guy did to America. I don't know why you thought I might know him. That's what he did to America. He picked My Lai and Wounded Knee and Hiroshima to try and make us look like we're bad, when in reality, the history of America is great. You could say the slavery makes us look bad. You know what I would say? I would say the Civil War makes us look good. I would say 500,000 white men fought to their deaths to protect black slaves and free black slaves. We're the only country in the world that ever had a civil war to fight for black people. And white people died for black people they didn't know. White people in the North died for black people in the South. That's amazing. So, you know, the glass half full and the glass half empty. I always see America as great. I see the glass is always half full. The average liberal always sees the worst in America. And it's not that the worst isn't sometimes true. Sometimes it's fake news. Sometimes it's lies. But a lot of the time, it's true. Bad things happen in every country in the world. But the only one that ever corrects it is America. What was that famous saying I heard years ago? America always does the right thing after it's already exhausted all the bad stuff. After it's exhausted all the wrong decisions, we finally do the right thing. But we're the only country in the world that does always eventually do the right thing. America's great. And by the way, my background, as everyone in America now knows, is Jewish. And America's been great to my Jewish people. There's no other country in the world that's ever been as great to the Jewish people except for Israel. No country's ever treated Jews as wonderful as America. But look what it got back in return. The Jewish people have brought so much good things to America, and prosperity to America, and education to America, intelligence to America, family-oriented America, because of Jewish people. We've done great things in return. The rest of the country's lost out. Germany lost out. They chased all the Jews out or murdered them, and look what happened to Germany. Look what happened to Germany now. Look at the immigrants they let in now. Good luck to Germany 50 years from now. It's not going to exist anymore. Look at the rape epidemics in Germany. Look at the no-go zones throughout Europe. Liberal media is going to say, "I'm making it up." Then when you interview policemen on video, every one of them will tell you, absolutely, there are no-go zones in Paris, in London, in Hamburg. No-go zones in every one of those cities. Gigantic populations of immigrants, legal immigrants, that they made the mistake of letting into their country by the millions, who are all on welfare, many of whom have like 8 wives and 24 children, and they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for them, and the neighborhoods are so dangerous the police won't go in them. And this is not a made-up thing. It is real. They've got them in Stockholm, Sweden. They've got them in Denmark. They've got them in England. They've got them in Belgium. They've got them in Netherlands. They've got them in France. This is happening across Europe. So all I could tell you is I'm fighting for the right. I'm fighting to keep America, make America great again, keep America great again, keep the black community great, keep the Jewish community great, keep the Hispanic community great. You know, you do that, you keep bad ones from coming in. If I was Hispanic, my number one goal would be build the wall. Because I'd say, I don't want all those people coming in from Mexico. They're not my brothers. They're not my cousins. They're troublemakers. They're going to create a bad name for me. They're going to make me look bad. They're going to steal my job. They're going to suppress my wages. They're going to cause America to be bankrupt. So if I was Hispanic, I'd want you to build that wall. And I'm Jewish. If the Israelis were coming in, they all wanted welfare and they were committing crimes and bringing drugs, I'd say build the wall and keep the Israelis out. This isn't a racial issue. This is an issue to keep America great. And for people to go, oh, there's criminals in America. So it's not illegals that are criminals. Really? The latest statistics are out. Factual statistics from the United States government. 43% of all federal crimes are committed by non-citizens who make up 7% of the population. Folks, we're being overrun by criminals. This is the biggest news story in America that the mainstream media is lying to you about and covering up. The only thing they're covering up more is they're trying to cover up Wayne Root appearing on their news programs to tell the truth. There's the conspiracy that's real. And the conspiracy to cover up the IRS crimes of Barack Obama. Real conspiracy. And the crimes and fraud committed by Obama in selling Obamacare. He sold us the worst program in the history of the world other than the Iran Treaty, which was even worse for America than Obamacare. Didn't cost us as much money as Obamacare will. That's in the trillions. Disastrous programs. Obama's economy. They forgot to tell you that we were in a massive Obama Great Depression. Think I'm wrong? He's the only president in the history of America that in 8 years never had 1 year where growth, economic growth, GDP, was over 3%. First one since George Washington. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root from the War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. Sponsor of this segment, Dr. Joseph Williams. His website is vacationrestoration.com. His toll-free number for a free consultation, 888-357-0888. If you have thinning hair, if you're balding, if your bald is a cue ball, guess what? This guy can make you look young again with a thick head of hair. The most amazing hair restoration surgeon in the United States of America. Celebrities, billionaire businessmen, even a sitting president have flown in from all over the world to Las Vegas. Now you can get his services at a reduced rate, affordable and reasonable prices, financing provided, and how about this, a free vacation that he pays for you in Las Vegas. 888-357-0888. No matter where you are, head to Vegas and meet with Dr. Joe Williams. Actually, you can meet with him over Skype or on the phone and then get it done in Las Vegas and get a free vacation. All right, let's grab some calls. Let's grab Leonard in Texas. Leonard, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. How you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I it's just been bothering me about the what was happening.
Leonard, you got a lot of noise, a lot of clanking going on in the background. Come on, man. We're on national TV.
Okay,
get
here we go.
Get that speakerphone.
It's off speakers. How's this?
Good.
Okay. What's been on my mind and it's been bothering me about what's happening in the inner city with the kids getting killed, and we don't have the Black Lives Matters out in the street, marching, making some noise. And
right.
The liberal
care.
Democrats are not talking about it.
They
don't
care.
The Democratic presidential candidates not talking about it because it's not nobody white killing blacks.
Right.
And then
right.
I'm tired of it.
And it's also, by the way, it's also nobody blue, Leonard. Nobody blue, meaning cops killing a black kid. It's blacks killing blacks. And so leftist media doesn't care. It doesn't fit their narrative.
Yes, sir. And it's plain to see. That's why I left the Democratic Party. That's why I didn't vote Democrat. I voted for President Trump last election.
And
because
you are,
I'm tired of what's going on.
You are African-American from Texas, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I think the Democratic Party has long past worn out their usefulness to black Americans. You should make them fight for your vote. You know, I'm not even saying to a black American, only vote Republican. Ask the candidates what they believe in, what they're going to do for you, how they're going to turn around the poverty and the violence of black neighborhoods. Whoever gives you the best answer, vote for them. That's all I ask. I think that's fair. I think it's very fair. All right, Leonard, thank you for the call. Let's grab one more. Let's grab Leo in New Mexico. Leo, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Wayne. Well, the first thing I wanted to do, I wanted to pay you a compliment. You're the only person that calls the Democratic Party communists, which they really are.
They are.
Hands of butt. You know, you're the only one. I tweeted Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Judge Jeanine, all of them, except Lou Dobbs, all of them asking why they won't keep calling the far left. Why don't they call them communists? I can't understand that. Why won't they do it?
Well, and by the way, let me give myself a quick pat on the back. Not only do I do it and they won't because Fox News doesn't want them to do it, they're all good people. Sean Hannity's a great guy. Judge Jeanine's a friend of mine. Great lady. Laura Ingraham's a friend of mine. Great lady. Tucker Carlson and I email back and forth. Great guy. But Fox News management doesn't like people using words like communist. They get scared of it. That's why. Simple as that. So they would use it, but they're afraid that if they say something, they might do a misstep and lose their show. But I also want to mention, I'm the only guy who says it. I'm the only guy you could send an email to, and I answer you. Someone said that to me today on email. They said, oh, my God. I've sent hundreds of letters to Fox News hosts. They always say, email us, and I do it, and no one's ever replied. And the first time I ever said something to Wayne Root, in 10 minutes, Wayne Root answered back himself, because I take all your fan mail and I answer it. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I try and answer everybody. Thank you for the call, Leo. Last call tonight, Mark in Jersey. Got to be quick. Mark in Jersey, seconds to go. You got 30 seconds. Go, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Root. You are a breath of fresh air, and if Newsmax is smart, they need to extend your show. My points are if sanctuary cities are protecting criminals, it increases crimes against poor inner-city people and others. Number two, the New York City Police Commissioner just said police are pulling back on arrests because of the so-called Ferguson effect and Democrat failed mayors like de Blasio, who does not have their backs, and Elizabeth Warren, who needs to apologize for the lie she told that Michael Brown was murdered.
He right, was Michael Brown was not murdered. He was fighting the cop. Exactly right. Mark, we got to run. We got to run. It's been another great night on Newsmax TV. I neglected to mention one of my great sponsors. I wanted to leave just 30 seconds at the end of the show before I say goodbye. From My Doctor Suggests, I get more mail on them than any other product I've ever had on TV or radio in my entire career. Because they're that good. They're that effective. My Doctor Suggests. They've saved my voice. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. My voice doesn't leave me. Haven't missed a minute on TV or radio. No brain fog. That's the best thing they did for me. I used to have brain fog in the morning. Wake up, feel foggy, feel a little confused. Gone. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. All day, early morning to night. I feel great. Call them. Toll free. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. You can't buy their products in stores. Only my fans can get these products right here. And you get 20% off by saying promo code ROOT or Wayne Root sent me. I watched the Wayne Root show. MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root or 866-660-9868. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. God bless. Cops, be safe.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.